Good morning. I'm going to tell you a story about Rose. Rose was born in Poland to a really big family. She had like 9 brothers and sisters. And when she was 12 years old, the family decided that she would come to the United States by herself. And that was really scary because she was only 12 and she didn't know what she was going to find here. She didn't know if she'd ever see her mom and dad again, and she was going to miss all her brothers and sisters. But she came over here, and when she got here, there was her relatives were waiting for her, and they gave her all kinds of things that she couldn't even have in Poland, and they were really nice to her, and they treated her well, and she got to go to school, and when she got old enough, she had to get a job. And she got a job nearby at a factory where they make clothes. And so she was going to go to this job, but then she found out something. She found out that she had to work on Sabbath. And she didn't want to work on Sabbath because she knew that wasn't the right thing to do. And so she had a problem. So she went to her relatives and she said, I can't take this job because I'm going to have to work on the Sabbath. And they said, you know what they told her? They said, oh, don't worry about it. Everyone here works on Sabbath. And it's not a big deal here in America. You're an American now. Those things aren't that important. That's what they told her. And now Rose had a problem. Because now, if she went to work, then she would be going against what she knew was right, right? But if she didn't go to work and she lost the job, then what would happen is she'd be disrespecting the family that took her in, her relatives, and she didn't want to be disrespectful to all that they did for her, so she didn't know what to do. What do you think she should do? She didn't know what to do. And the time came near, and pretty soon the day came, and it was Saturday, and she got dressed as if she was going to go to work, and she went out the house as if she was going to go to work, and she walked toward the factory as if she was going to go to work, but she just couldn't go to work. Before she left Poland, her dad had told her, he said, Rose, we love you very much, and we want the best for you. But remember to keep the Sabbath, because the Sabbath will keep you. And so she remembered that, and she said, I can't go to work. So she hid under a stairwell, and she stayed there the whole entire day, hidden, so no one would find her. And the day kept going on, and she wanted that day to last forever. She didn't want it to ever end, because she knew that she was going to have to go back home, so she wanted that day to last forever. But you know what? The day didn't last forever, and pretty soon it started getting dark, and she thought, this is a time that I would be getting off of work, and she just didn't want to go home, because she knew they were going to find out that she lost the job, and she didn't go to work. And so she just waited as long as she could, and then finally it got really dark, and she thought, you know what, they're going to start worrying about me. I better get home. So she started to go home, and when she got close to the house, you know who met her? It was her younger cousin, Joe, and he came out and saw her, and his face just turned white, and he said, Rose, is that you? And she said, well, of course it's me, silly. Who else would it be? And he said, but are you okay? And she's like, I'm fine. Well, she wasn't really fine because she was scared. She didn't know what was going to happen when she went home. But he said, but you died. And she said, what in the world are you talking about? I didn't die. And you know what he was talking about? March 25, 1911, at the factory that she was supposed to go to work at, it was called the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory, there was a fire broke out. And it was a bad fire, and the building wasn't equipped with escapes, and the elevators didn't work, and the girls were locked in. And all the girls lost their life. There was 146 people that died in that fire. And Rose would have been there with the other girls. And so they thought that she didn't make it. And so he was surprised to see her, you know? That's a really sad thing that happened that day. But Rose told the story, and her relatives told the story. You know why? Because they wanted people to know the importance of keeping the Sabbath and how the Sabbath is really a blessing. And God gave us the Sabbath for everybody, not just for us, but for, he said, the servant, the stranger, even the animals were to get a Sabbath. Amen. And so God gave us the Sabbath, and you know what else this story tells? Is to do what you know is right to do. Now, Rose did what was right, didn't she? Even though her relatives were pressuring her not to do it, she stuck and she did what was right. And the Bible has a lot of stories about people who did what was right and also people who didn't do, and they caved under the pressure and they had suffered the consequences. And so it's really important to do what's right. And you know what else the Bible says? It says not to discourage others from doing what's right. And that means that Rose's family, instead of her relatives saying, "Oh, it doesn't matter, you can break the Sabbath, everyone works on the Sabbath," they should have said, "Wow, we realize how important the Sabbath is. We'll help you find a job where you don't have to work on the Sabbath, and where we can even keep the Sabbath better here at the house too." That's what they should have said. You know why it's important to do what's right on the Sabbath? And to do what you know is right and to not discourage others? Because that's how God talks to us. And if you encourage someone to not do what they know is right, you can be breaking that communication with God, and that's very serious, okay? So remember that. Remember the Sabbath. It's important to keep the Sabbath. Remember it's important to do what's right. And remember also that it's important to encourage other people to do what's right, even if you might not agree with them, but it's important for you not to discourage them from doing what they know is right, okay? All right, let's bow our heads now and say a prayer, okay? Dear God, we thank you so much for the Sabbath, the blessed day that you have given to us to rest on. And Lord, we thank you for telling us and helping us to learn what is right to do. Help us always to do what's right and to encourage others to do what's right. We love you and we praise you. Amen.